Palinkas wins the header. Potts is there. Potts gets it to Jones. Jones back to Palinkas. Good play from FC United there. And here's Griffiths now over the halfway line to Baru. Baru there. Good touch. Finds Hartley. Hartley goes for the effort over the goalkeeper. And Daniel Lowson there just got enough on it, Paul. But a good opportunity for FC United's Keegan Hartley.
Well, the flick on was almost accidental, but Hartley got on the end of it, cut through between two defenders, tried to lob the keeper. Lowson got just enough hands on it, and FC have now got a corner.
FC's left-hand side, and Keen Baru is going to take this on his right foot. In it comes. It's a good ball in again. There's Jones. Oh, it's scooped off the line there by the goalkeeper. Shot comes in from Potts. That's charged down. Baru back on the ball. Hall crosses that ball into the near post and cleared by Morpeth. Paul, that was a great opportunity. We're right in line with it. I don't think it crossed the line. I think the goalkeeper just did enough to stop it.
It was a good save. Jones got a good header in, low down.
Potts to the edge of the box to Gabidon. Gabidon nearly finds a pass. It breaks to Baru. And a good save there by Lowson. And a fantastic effort from Baru. Very speculative, wasn't it, Paul? He just went, well, I'll have that. And it looked like it was curving into the far post.
The ball just dropped to him there. There wasn't any kind of pattern to it, but... He went for the first time shot, went for the top corner, and credit to Lowson there for pouring it around the corner.
Wallerton to take this, just in front of the home dugout. Here's Da Costa. Da Costa back to Wallerton. Griffiths. Here's Jones. Da Costa. Da Costa tries to feed that ball to Baru. Great turn there by Baru. Baru looking out towards the left-hand side. Baru keeps the ball for FC United. Guy Hall stays on that left flank, gets the ball, crosses the ball in, flicked on the near post there by Morpeth Head. It breaks to Griffiths in the edge of the penalty area. Back it goes to Potts. Potts square just beyond Dodd. Dodd can keep the ball in play though on the left hand touchline. Dodd to Baru. Baru, nice flick there to Hartley. Hartley gives the ball back to Baru. Baru on the left hand side of the penalty area. He's brought down there, you know. Oh, Paul.
No, this referee's not giving us a thing.
There was a strong shout there for a penalty, I felt. Again, one for the replay on the TV. Dodd chips the ball down the left hand channel there to Kane. Kane holds it up on the corner of the penalty area. Out to the left hand side to Hall. Hall still with the ball. Crosses that ball in. Headed clear there. Only as far as Griffiths now. Griffiths. To Potts on the edge of the penalty area. Back to Griffiths. To Da Costa. Da Costa. Hartley. Cleared. And Dodd picks up the ball now. Dodd driving towards the penalty area. Finds Kane. Kane turns. And Kane finishes to the goalkeeper's left. And FC United take the lead here in the second half. Paul, they were knocking on the door there, FC United. Well, that move lasted about 4 minutes. And eventually we scored.
I was thinking, with all that pressure, we had to score, because if we didn't, we'd regret it. And Kane turned beautifully there with his back to goal, fired in left-footed into the corner, having been found by Adam Dodd. And it's a reward for some rather intense pressure on the Morpeth goal.
Well, 12 minutes into the second half, and FC United, not too long after the substitutions have been made by FC United, take the lead at Craig Park, 1-0 to FC against Morpeth Town. And, out to the far side, but Griffiths there cuts it out, and Griffiths gets the ball to Kane. Kane on the edge of the penalty area. Kane still with the ball, lays it off there to Baru inside the D. Baru on his left foot, what a shot that is! And, just before Van Wyk could get to it, Lowson recovered possession. But a good, strong effort there by Baru. Van Wyk turns, keeps hold of the ball. It's a give and go. Van Wyk back on the ball. What a save by Lowson. We're right behind that. And Lowson,
he's a big man, but that was a terrific dive down to his side. And Van Wyk denied a second goal, but it's a corner and the clock's ticking away. That's it.
Full time here at Craig Park. And Jones was very brave winning that header. There was a big impact. But, that sums up the performance from FC United, I feel. FC United have defended really well in midfield. They've passed the ball around really well. And when it mattered, FC United in the final third scored the all-important goal. A 1-0 victory, and it's back-to-back wins in the league for FC United.